Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today we're joined in conversation by Neil Bradbury, Senior Director of Business Development for Intronis MSP Solutions by Barracuda, as we discuss how security and data protection fit into an MSP's lineup of services. The recent outbreak of the WannaCry ransomware attack has certainly put security in general and data protection in specific in the spotlight. Neil brings us his perspective on that attack and what MSPs can do to simultaneously allay the fears of their customers while making sure that they're aware of the risks. We'll also touch on the questions MSPs should ask their customers about their own security readiness, the answers to the most frequent objections they hear, why MSPs should consider picking up the all-important second S to become an MSSP, and how to round out a security offering as a managed service, among other topics. It's a good chat, so let's get right into it. Neil, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to talk about a few hot button topics in the industry. Security and data protection, obviously topics near and dear to your heart at Intronis. Let's just start by sort of broadly defining it. How does Intronis define security and data protection?
No, that's a good question. And you truly don't have one without the other, at least in today's threat landscape. You know, securing a customer's IT is truly the end goal. We help MSPs truly assess, deliver, and manage the ongoing data protection needs of their customers. We want to make sure that no business goes out of business for data loss or a security breach. And in today's world, an MSP really needs to be doing both security and data protection. And those two are merging and will continue to do so as we move forward. And then obviously for us on the Intronis side, we have shown that we can be that single source provider for both security and data protection solutions.
All right. So your chicken and egg question for the day, obviously sort of the legacy of Intronis is in the backup space and security a function of that. But which comes first, security or backup, as far as MSP is concerned?
I'm going to say it doesn't matter. I would say that backup and security complement each other,
sure.
For sure. You know, data protection alone isn't enough to safeguard customers' data. We need to make sure that we are protecting it, making sure that we make sure those threats don't enter the network. But nothing's perfect. And I hate to say that as, you know, being part of a security vendor, but stuff can get through even with the best security that's out there. So you need to make sure that you can recover using a data backup solution. You know, one example, which I know we'll cover today, as well as, you know, the rise of ransomware. Mm-hmm. It's made backup a hot topic for MSPs. You know, I always, you know, 5 years ago, I used to say with MSPs, if you lose a customer's data, you will lose that customer. And that is still true today. But what we're starting to see is ransomware is that new kind of threat. And we need to make sure MSPs are educated and understand how to, one, recover a customer's network if they do get a ransomware, but also how to prevent a customer from getting ransomware to begin with.
All right. So we've got two things here within sort of the security data protection sphere. Why should MSPs offer both as opposed to kind of focusing in on one or the other, security or data protection for their customers?
Yeah, sure. And they go hand in hand. You know, and from my perspective, we need to make sure that someone can recover from the old school human error, whether it's an event where the user accidentally deletes a file, God forbid it, you know, fire, flood, theft. They need to be able to get their data back, and we're hopefully, you know, helping our MSPs prevent that, helping businesses basically go and get their data back. We're also starting to see, though, that there's new challenges. You know, if you do have clients that are continually upgrading to the top of the line security solution, there could still be a risk that, you know, as I said in the last kind of conversation, you know, nothing's perfect, right? Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that with a BDR and with a backup solution, we can go and get that data back. At the same time, security solutions can protect against those attacks. You know, if you look at the Barracuda side, when WannaCry came out, you know, clients were protected. So if they're, you know, if our perimeter endpoint firewalls were seeing that WannaCry, if they were essentially using our email threat scan type stuff, we were protecting those clients immediately. And that's really where the security solutions come in. Now, should they have essentially upgraded the network? Yes. But you also want to make sure that you do have kind of a multi-layered approach to security. And that's really where MSPs have to evolve kind of their offering as we essentially move forward. You know, years ago, someone wouldn't offer cloud backup as part of their managed service offering. It was kind of like additive. I would say we're kind of in that same boat now with security. Security is optional now for some MSPs. You know, think antivirus is enough. It's not. And we need to start upgrading kind of those managed service offerings.
It could be sort of the next thing to go from being an additive or in addition, a tack on to being table stakes for an MSP.
Exactly. Especially if someone is in a heavily regulated, at least here in the States, like HIPAA, you know, if they are healthcare or even if they're in financial, right?
Okay. So I'm an MSP who's listening to you talk and thinking to myself, hey, you know, I should really probably up my security game, maybe even start to think about managed security services. What's your advice to an MSP who's in that kind of step one phase of the game?
Do it. You want more? You want more than that?
Not more, I'll take it.
No. You know, don't wait. You know, adding managed security services or solutions allows you to play a much broader role with your customers. Look, it's, at the end of the day, why does someone hire a managed service provider? It's about reducing risk and making sure that a business can stay operational depending on what risks come up as they move forward. So I would say security solutions in today's world is really about an MSP continuing to help a business reduce their risk profile and then also, you know, help them become more profitable, which, of course, is something they should be doing anyway. But nowadays, it's definitely about reducing risk and being able to take advantage of what's happening in the ecosystem, having conversations with customers on security, and that opportunity definitely goes to helping them reduce their risk profile.
All right, great. As you're talking to MSPs out there, what are the questions you find work when they're talking to their customers to get the conversation started and to get across the idea of security and data protection to drive home the importance and to find out how their customers are thinking about those issues?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is always a fun one because, you know, MSP in general typically aren't salespeople. But at the same time, they're usually the best salesperson for the business, right? Because they're passionate about it. They truly believe in what they're doing. And at the end of the day, they truly want to help. So I usually help MSPs with have a conversation, right? So the question is, what can you ask a client so that they immediately don't go to you? Well, I don't need that, right? Because it has nothing to do with whether they need it or not. It's really more about a conversation. So, you know, great examples of this are, you know, what are the applications that are critical to running your business? And they may say email, they may tell you there's some business app, but just talking about those applications and what would happen if something happened to them? What would happen if it went away? What would happen if someone got access to all of your customers' information in that system? And it's a very simple way just to have a dialogue with a business owner about it. You know, you could get geeky, and it depends on the business owner, right? It really does, but you could ask them what version of operating system they're running. Mm-hmm. You know, if they tell you XP, you may want to run away, but at the same time, if they tell you a later version, that's awesome. But that question alone will tell you, A, do they know, which tells you something, or B, they don't know, which is also going to tell you something as far as what else to talk about. Password policy. You know, if everyone logs in as Neil on the network, that might be a problem, right? Do they reset passwords? Do they not? How do they protect or back up their data? Critically important. And some business owners are like, I don't back up, or no, I've got this USB hard drive next to me. Or they might tell you, surprisingly, they have a cloud backup solution, which more and more business owners, you know, have started to try and manage their own, or hopefully they configured it. But at the same time, you know, having those types of conversations are important. The last one that I would call out is, what would happen if there was a breach? You know, and it's really a conversation, and an MSP may be like, well, I just provide technical solutions, but it's not hard for them to have a conversation with a doctor that says, hey, you know, what happens if someone gets in and takes all of your customers' patient data and all your patients found out? Do you think they're going to show up next week for their appointment? Probably not, right? So how do we make sure that we prevent you from getting or having a data breach? But those would be just a few.
Makes sense. The flip side of that, obviously, the questions you ask, and as you point out, when you're speaking to owners, potential customers, you're going to face those objections in any kind of sales role. What are the most common objections that you see MSPs face around security and data protection, and what are the best tactics to kind of overcome those, aside from some of the things you've already talked about in the questions to ask?
Yeah, sure. You know, typically, you know, cyber criminals aren't interested in SMBs. You know, I trust that I'm doing air quotes, my employees and my contractors.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this. I have antivirus. That's enough for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they also have the belief that, you know, if it happens to us, it's okay. We'll just recover. You know, and really the best way to overcome these objections and myths about security and data protection is all about education, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about educating them. And we talked about this, about the risks. And what they need to do to protect their data, protect their infrastructure, and ultimately protect their business.
All right. Great. You touched on ransomware a little while ago, and obviously as we record this, we're only a couple of weeks out from WannaCry, one of the biggest ransomware outbreaks, and certainly one of the most high-profile ransomware outbreaks in history. What can MSPs do to allay the fears of their customers and potentially use this as the proverbial stick to get to get customers moving and thinking a little bit more modern about their security and data protection infrastructure?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, WannaCry was a really a wake-up call for ransomware, but a wake-up call can still be ignored. And it really falls as an industry for us to make sure that it's not ignored, because we can't sleep this one off. We're going to call it WannaCry this time, but I guarantee you in a few weeks there'll be another one.
Yep.
That's going to come up, right? So cyber criminals were able to successfully exploit the organizations who maybe ran legacy applications. This was something that was known. This wasn't something that was unknown to businesses, right? I mean, if they didn't have the patch on their Windows, they could get infected. And as a result, you know, MSPs really heard, I think, from their clients on two fronts. One, how do they implement, you know, better security or better backup? And then two, you know, how do they upgrade, you know, their Windows environment to make sure that it doesn't happen again? And I would say that MSPs really needed to do two things on the marketing side. And we had MSPs that were proactive and then some that were reactive when it comes to what to do with WannaCry. And I would say to the MSPs that don't communicate with their customers often about ransomware and protecting their businesses, that they should be. Vendors, whether it's us or other vendors, have content, have collateral. Go to your favorite news outlet, Channel Buzz. You know, get information that you can use to communicate with your clients about it proactively when these things happen. So that way, if they do have an issue, they do have a problem that comes up, you're the first phone call that they make. And you look as that thought leader to make sure that they are protected and that you can offer them solutions to make sure that they don't get infected with what's going to happen that's going to make you want to cry, you know, three weeks from now.
Gotcha. You know, WannaCry certainly in the headlines, cybersecurity in general in the headlines for a variety of political and other reasons, ransomware and other hacking kind of activities are practically standard now in the legal procedurals on TV. How do you find the level of education and awareness in the SMB community around cybercrime and ransomware? And is that level also up where it needs to be in the channel?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Barracuda, we recently conducted an independent survey of about 1,000 employees at different organizations, mm-hmm. you know, across America and EMEA. And they found that 92% of the respondents were concerned about ransomware hitting their organization. And the scary number is 47% had said that they had already fallen victim to this epidemic. So the other problem is 56% of those victims were never able to identify the source of the attack.
Mm.
So, you know, as you take your question and you look at MSPs, you know, that this underscores the fact about just having conversations and talking with your clients about ransomware and educating them about how to protect their businesses from this growing threat. And I don't believe that it's one conversation. It truly is a marathon versus a sprint of making sure that we're continually educating them, whether you're doing it with your own information or whether you're using a vendor's, to make sure that they are aware of what's happening. So if they do see the next news article, they have an opinion of, hey, my MSP's got my back, or, hey, I should probably reach out to my MSP now because it's time to do something about it.
Okay. It keeps coming back to education. Obviously, that's key to any MSP trying to get security deeper ingrained in their customers. But should channel partners be charging for these services, or should they be free? There seems to be sort of the two schools of thought in the channel. One is, this is a valuable service that I provide, I should be charging for it. The other is, this is primarily my marketing and sales motion by making my customers aware of these security issues and up-leveling them, I up-level their willingness to take on a solution.
Yeah, MSPs can do either or both. Mm-hmm. It really depends on their model. But the takeaway is, as I've hopefully been beating this drum throughout this whole thing, is they need to offer it, right? Mm-hmm. They need to do something. And if you can include it as part of your value, go for it as part of your managed service offering. But if you want to sell it as a separate service, do that as well. As long as you're getting that message out to your clients, do it.
All right. What do you see as the biggest opportunities and the biggest challenges for MSPs in providing security and data protection to their customers?
Yeah, good question. I would almost say that it's actually the same problem, but it's training for the MSP. And if you want to offer kind of security solutions, there is an education or a training that needs to happen. You need to have someone on staff. If you look at a lot of the different job openings that are open in IT security, in IT industry as a whole, a lot of them are in the security field.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I would say, if you are an MSP and you want to offer this and you don't have the expertise, I don't think that you should shy away from it. You could go and hire an MSSP to help you. You can also go and leverage your vendors to be able to go and help offer this. But at the end of the day, I would say don't let the opportunity pass you by. You want to make sure that you are kind of offering this as part of your managed service offering.
All right. In your experience, when talking to customers and when talking to MSPs, what makes for great customer experience around security? Assuming the answer is beyond the CEO's name doesn't end up on the front page because they were the victim of a massive data breach. What can channel partners do to make sure that their customers are getting great experience out of their security engagement?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I think a lot of it falls into what they're already doing. And I don't know if there's something, I hope they're doing the things I'm going to go over, but, regular monthly or quarterly reporting, kind of demonstrating what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you are doing somewhat of a managed firewall, did you block a threat? Put that on the report. Hey, did you even know that someone tried to get in? Nope, because we got your back. We protected you, and that didn't even happen, right? So that they understand the value that you're adding. The other big one is for whenever it comes to customer experience, is setting expectations. And this could be an SLA, this could be a conversation or just an agreement, but make sure they understand what you do and, more importantly, what you don't do. Because the last thing you want is kind of misset expectations, which can cause huge issues in any relationship, right? Whether it's business or not. The other big thing on the experience side is your service techs. And if you go to pick your favorite fast food restaurant or your favorite vendor and you show up, do you get different experience when you show up? Do you get the same experience? And if you get the same experience, no matter which waiter or waitress you have or which person you get behind the counter, it's truly a testament to the training that organization has done. And it's the same thing when you look at a managed services organization. You got to invest in your people. Doing customer service refreshes are awesome. Sometimes employees are like, hey, I'm a technician, I need technical training. Well, sometimes the customer service training is even more important for making sure that you keep customers happy and that they're customers for life. And then, of course, if you are doing surveying or you get a complaint, don't sleep on it. Make sure that you address it as fast as you can. And I would also say, you know, how an organization kind of either handles a complaint or addresses that complaint, you know, defines that organization and will honestly give you a customer for life as well if they do have a problem and you're able to fix it for them very, very quick. So just a few things on kind of how to make sure, you know, you're keeping your customer experience high.
All right, perfect. Anything that you see that channel partners, generally speaking, obviously some may and some may not, but generally speaking, kind of looking at the breadth of the channel, is there anything that partners aren't doing that they should be doing?
I mean, I know you're going to be surprised on this answer, by the way, but they should be educating themselves and also getting enablement. And this could be whether it's from a vendor, a distributor, an association. Mm-hmm. No one in our IT industry can ever stop learning, right? Mm-hmm. Especially around security and data protection. And, you know, the more that you know, the better off that you're going to be and the better off that your customers will be. So I don't care what you do. Join a peer group. You know, participate in a think tank, but don't play it solo, especially when it comes to security.
All right, perfect. We've been talking mostly, you know, Intronis's strength and background is in the data backup kind of space, and that's one key and preventative step in offering total data protection. But what other technologies and services do you see partners having success layering on to kind of round out the offering and really make that full, complete service?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, you know, traditionally, you know, what does an MSP have, right? So they'll have their backup solution. They might have remote monitoring, yep. You know, network operations or their NOC, and then their help desk. But I would say they can definitely in today's world add on top of that, right? So it could be network security, which we've been talking about here through this entire, you know, podcast. And IT environment, the threat landscape is, you know, ever-changing. It's you know, getting, as you look in the industry, I would say that, you know, while we've probably been on this podcast, you know, more threats have come out or different variants have happened, right? I mean, it's scary, but, you know, doing a layered approach to network security, adding that to your Rolodex, and that could be, you know, maybe protection for email. That could be perimeter security. You might be doing some type of a different endpoint protection for your clients. But anything around network security, I think, is a great way to protect those clients and really offer additional value. Other ones is mobile device management. You know, and this is really depends on the size of the organization. But if you really look at how many small businesses, especially small businesses, you know, access email or applications on personal mobile devices or even business-owned mobile devices, what would happen if it gets lost? You know, there's definitely an opportunity there. Collaboration, you know, you and I, you know, do we work in a corporate office? Do we not work in a corporate office? You know, how do we collaborate with our other colleagues? So having a collaboration solution and, you know, I won't name vendors so I don't get in trouble, but this could be anything from, you know, an online document repository to video chat to, you know, some type of unified communication solution. I was having a conversation with an MSP last week, and they're doing very, very well in the hosted collaboration type space as an opportunity, and they're able to make some very, very good residuals, and it's turned into a really good profit center for them. The other one would be managed email, and I'm sure, I mean, I'll say Microsoft, but whether it's Office 365 or somebody else, that is where a lot of the industry is going. At the same time, you know, having someone that can manage an Exchange server on staff is an expensive proposition, depending on the size of your MSP nowadays. Yeah. So being able to kind of offload that managed email serves you, one, on the cost side, but then, two, might provide better availability and uptime than a small business trying to roll their own or do it on-prem. And then I would say the last one, which is really, you know, you're going to pick on me, but cloud computing. And I would say, I would generalize that as saying it's, yes, you could put something in the cloud, you could run a virtual server, but it could be that maybe the business applications that they're using have gone to the cloud. And that's really where the conversation should be with an MSP and a business, right? What's critical to run your business? What type of applications do you use? And are there opportunities that you can do to help them either find a different vendor to do it better, help them be more profitable? But being able to leverage a cloud solution in today's world, I think, is huge for an MSP, and figuring out how to manage it and roll that into your offering is absolutely a different opportunity. One of my other kind of things that I usually talk with partners about is, you know, you could be a generalist, and there's a lot of MSPs that are incredibly successful being a generalist, but a lot of the MSPs and channel partners that have grown to substantial size have focused on a specific vertical or a specific industry. And if you take the same answer I'm giving you with the cloud computing and the different business applications that are maybe running in the cloud, combine that with a vertical expertise, it will differentiate your MSP, which will set you apart and hopefully allow you to get, one, additional revenue from your existing clients, but then also, you know, additional clients within that specific vertical or industry.
All right, great. We've covered a lot of territory. Neil, thanks for taking the time to chat through security and data protection.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much.
So there you have it, talking security and data protection with Neil Bradbury. I'd like to thank Neil for taking the time to join us, and also thank Intronis for its sponsorship of the site and helping us bring all of this to you. And, of course, thank you for listening. Hey, we'll be back real soon with another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt, and I'll see you around the channel.